it's almost an instrumental, but it's a happening little thing, and it's called Cold Blooded. The Shivas appearing in our town this Sunday, appearing here now on the Twang Trust. Winnipeg's very own Virgo Rising appearing tomorrow night at Side Stage as part of the Winterruption festivities. Also on that bill, Virgo Rising opening up. Where is it? I got it written down here somewhere. Oh, yeah. Motherhood and Sour Widows. I know nothing about them. But it's happening tomorrow night at Thursday. Tomorrow night at Thursday? Tomorrow night at Side Stage. Also appearing this Sunday as part of the same festivities at the West End Cultural Center, Christine Fellows, who we heard there. What did we hear from her? We heard Ghost Particle from her last record, Stuff We All Get. And His Golden Messenger, who we heard doing an old song by the band Free, Travelin' in Style, which comes from an album called Cover Charge, North Carolina artists go undercover to benefit the Cat's Cradle. Famed venue in, where's Cat's Cradle? It's not Durham, is it? Somewhere around there. Anyways, Christine and Hiss are playing the West End this Sunday as part of Winterruption. But good-hearted people will be at Side Stage that night to see the Shivas, who we heard at the top of that set with a little ditty called Cold-Blooded. You need to be. Well, you are, whether you like it or not, this time of year. Man, oh man, it's cold out there, isn't it? It is. What's next? You listen to the Twang Trust, by the way, which we mentioned a little earlier. We are coming to you tonight due to the benevolence of the United States of America. Yeah, you heard all about that, right? Yeah. Good. It's barely the new year. We've already established that it's the worst year ever. Not even the end of the month yet. But people are already releasing new music. You don't really expect that much in January, but there's lots coming out. Almost makes life worth living, doesn't it? Comes close. I mean, it's not. Don't get me wrong. Life isn't worth living, really. But, some of this stuff could fool you into sticking around. A couple more weeks, anyways. See what happens. We'll prove it to you here with a whole set of brand new music. Most of these things are from records. Well, no, actually. What are we going to play? We've got five songs here. Three. Three of them are from upcoming albums coming out in the next couple months. And the other two are just sort of, well, one's a new song from a deluxe edition of a record that came out last year. And then this one is just sort of an off-the-cuff, one-off release. It's our old pal, Susie U. Yeah, Susie U. I don't know why she doesn't go by that. Oh, Susie U. My Susie U. We fell in love with her way back in time as Oh Susanna when she put out that great record Jonestown, which was, this gothic country masterpiece. But since then, she's sort of veered away from that, doesn't go by Oh Susanna anymore. And she's more of a, she's a storyteller. It's kind of a lot of autobiographical material coming out of Susie Younger Leader these days. And this new song along those lines as well. And she's got collaborators this time, though. This is a song all about spending time with and recording the song about it with our old pals, Whitehorse. It's a song called Amsterdam. And let me press some buttons here. And we'll listen to it. Brand new from Susie Yu and Whitehorse on the Twang Trust.
That afternoon in Amsterdam, the four of us, we took a tram. Fueled by psilocybin and a dream. I was hesitant at first. Come on, Suze, don't be a worse. Plus your baby is a million miles away. Luke and I, we talked and talked, and gradually our words did drop in the murky water sparkling with light. Every word the most profound in the history of sound. But I can't remember what we said that night. And we're never gonna walk again, 'cause Amsterdam's for flying. And it's water underneath that bridge. We were Amanita Hyen. I walked along with my three pals over bridges and canals, the crooked houses mocking us along the way. We got lost inside the gaze of that city's mirrored maze, and we wondered if we'd make it home again. Melissa, she was so bemused, and Richard, he was so confused, so we laughed in a crying kind of way. We read all the little signs and walked in circles in our minds. Look for breadcrumbs that we forgot to find. And we're never gonna walk again, 'cause Amsterdam's for flying. And it's water underneath that bridge. We were
Winnipeg. This is Melissa McClelland.
And I'm Luke Doucette.
And we are Whitehorse.
And you're listening to The Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
She's had a bad tooth and a black eye. Never thought she'd be the one who got caught letting herself come undone. $63. The guys don't think she'll make it back, but I know inside she still has enough.
This is Juliana Riolino, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Understood. So I'll fade away. Hey, folks, this is Eric Bachman, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Said you can't make it if you never even try. couch, hands in his pockets, leaning, looking honest. He said, "You didn't give me time to answer. I didn't even need to think it over. I guess I'm just slow at responding, but I think I want what you want, and I'm sorry I left you wondering." Get out of your shell for a minute. You could even rebel for a minute. So hard to tell when you're in it, 'cause it hurts like hell when you're in it. You could get out of your shell for a minute. You could even rebel for a minute. So hard to tell when you're in it, 'cause it hurts like hell when you're in it. It just hurts like hell when you're in it. It just hurts like hell.
Brand new music from Charlotte Cornfield, Hurts Like Hell. That's the title track to her record that's coming out in just a couple of months. Looking forward to that one in a big way. Before that, new music from Crooked Fingers, Eric Bachman, Sharon Von Etten sitting in harmonizing on the track we heard called Haunted. New album Sweet Death is coming up soon. And from the deluxe edition of our third favorite album of 2025, Echoes in the Dust, we heard Juliana Riolino and the newly issued Don't Put Me in the Middle, the most country-sounding song from the sessions for that record, she says. Yeah. The DeLines have a new record coming out soon. It's called The Setup. And from it, we heard Delauded Diane. And we kicked that set of new music off with a one-off single from Susie Ungerleiter and Whitehorse called Amsterdam. Yeah. People are talking about 2016 for some reason. I don't know. I guess it's one of those, it's like 6-7. I don't get it. I'm too old to get it. But we're going way back. We're going back now. There's a newly issued on vinyl for the very first time album out there. And it's 30 years old. I can't believe it. Remember Cuddlecore? Remember how excited you were to be a member of the Cuddlecore scene? Remember those days 30 years ago? You don't, do you? No, but, well, you should. Cuddlecore, of course, the queens of the Cuddlecore scene were none other than Vancouver's own Cub. And their classic album, Come Out, Come Out, is 30 years old this year. So they've gone and issued it on vinyl. And it's real pretty. It's like it's a blue marbly thing, and it's a gatefold sleeve, and it's all purple, and it's got a cat on it. I always loved that album cover. Would love to own it on vinyl with that big sleeve. But, you know, I looked it up. $65 to buy the damn thing. $65 for one record. Remember when you could go to Kelly's Stereo Mart on Boxing Day and buy Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell for $1.99? Remember those days? Yeah, you probably don't remember those days either. But they existed. But now you got to pay $65 for a 30-year-old Cub album. Holy moly. I don't know. Huh. Anyways, at least we have old CDs and streaming services, and we can deal with that, I suppose. And, well, we have to if we want to hear any of this stuff, because I don't know that I'm paying $65 for a new record. Anyway, but this one is on it, for Pete's sake. Wait, I've gone too far. I saw Cub twice, actually. I saw them once at the Pyramid, and then super early on, I think they only had out one vinyl single at the time when I saw them. It was in Vancouver. I was there to see Bruce on the Human Touch Lucky Town Tour, 1992, and it was my second time in Vancouver. The first time, which was like 1980, I'd gone to Quintessence Records, and it was this great little store. And I thought, well, I'm going back there. But in the time that had passed between 1980 and 1992, Quintessence had turned into a place called Zulu Records, still the same place, still a cool store. So I went, and what do you know, just by happenstance, there was a live in-store performance happening when I walked in the store by none other than Cub. And get this, on drums, Nico Case. It's true. I saw Cub with Nico Case on drums. Who knew? But, yeah. This is going back a bit later, or forward, fast-forwarding from 1992. When did this thing come out? 1995, I believe. Come out. It's Cub, kids, on the Twang Trust. Let's go to New York City.
Springtime at a rock and roll show. drown in your pool.
And you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
It's the same old town that bled her dry. One more starling, one more time, bound to make it do or die. Take a walk to Bonnie Bray, try to wash these dreams away. They tell me
Nico Case there from her mini album of covers titled Canadian Amp, and a cover of Lisa Marr's In California. Lisa Marr being the head cubber from Cub. Yeah, it's true. I don't know what Lisa's up to these days. She's basically retired from music. Just sitting back, rolling in all the dough coming in off that $65 vinyl re-release remaster available for the first time of Cub's album Come Out, Come Out, which we heard two tracks from at the top of that set, New York City and My Flaming Red Bobsled. In between there, we heard Cub's cover of the Beach Boys' Surfer Girl from a 1993 Brave New Waves session. And yeah, and that will do it for us here tonight on the Twang Trust. We should leave you with something appropriate before Sane starts up here. That's what's coming up next on CKUW. Exploratory madness for you. Here, yeah, this is Cub's biggest song. Whenever anybody talks about Cub, they're talking about this song here. There was a version of this on the first CD issue, I believe, of Come On or Come Out, Come Out. But I think it was on the album before that. Was it on Betty Cola originally? I can't remember. Anyways, we're going to hear a cover of My Chinchilla, the Cub classic. This all the way from the UK, pop princess and actress Kate Nash, believe it or not, did a cover of My Chinchilla. And this is it, ending off another episode of CKUW's Twang Trust. We'll see you next week, kids.
Satan sucks, but you're the best. Holy smokes, you pass the test. When I'm with you, I feel blessed. My chinchilla. Tomorrow.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, never participating in Burger Week. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
Support for CKUW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli, located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by the Dave Barber Cinematheque, located at 100 Arthur Street. Run by the Winnipeg Film Group, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in the Exchange District since the 1980s, showing films from across the globe and highlighting Winnipeg filmmakers.